Pursuant to law, the House will please come to order for the opening of the budget session, 60th Wyoming Legislature. The colors will be presented by Cheyenne Central High School ROTC. Please stand. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. I pledge of allegiance to a flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Thank you very much. The prayer today will be given by Reverend Robin Chance. Will you please rise again?
Let us pray. Holy God, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you to guide the members of this House of Representatives of the State of Wyoming with your wisdom, knowledge, and discernment in all things pertaining to the lives of those who live in this state, this country, and in this world. That this session may bring renewal of hope, peace, and life through the compassionate hearts and wise words of these representatives here present. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the challenges that are before us and for the privilege of entering into this process for the sake of your people. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you, Rob. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Barbudo.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blickrey. Bonner,
here.
Brechtel,
here.
Brown,
here.
Buchanan,
here.
Byrd,
here.
Kennedy,
here.
Carson,
here.
Childers,
here.
Cohey,
here.
Connolly,
here.
Kraft,
here.
Davison,
here.
Dirks,
here.
Edmonds,
here.
Edmonds,
here.
Esquivel,
here.
Gilmore,
here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Hales,
here.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Illaway,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jorgensen, excused, Kimball,
here.
Landon,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Lubnow,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
McComey,
here.
Miller,
here.
Millen,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Pedersen,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Philp, excused, Korberg, Roscoe,
here.
Simlek,
here.
Shepperson,
here.
Steward,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Thompson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
57 present, 3 excused.
All the representatives are present or excused. Mr. Greg Blickrey has been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Representative Aaron Mercer. Mr. Terry Kimball has been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the appointment of Senator Sondra Meyer. Representative Blickery and Representative Kimball, welcome to the House of Representatives. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that a committee of two be appointed to wait upon the Honorable Chief Justice Barton Voigt and request his presence in the House chambers to administer the oath of office to Representative Blickery and Representative Kimball.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries. Representative Gingrey and Representative Throne, please inform Chief Justice Voigt that the House is ready for him to administer the oath of office and escort Chief Justice Voigt to the rostrum. Thank you, Justice Voigt, for returning. Will Representative Lubnow and Representative Gingrey escort Representative Blickery to the front of the chamber? And will Representative Kraft and Representative Millen please escort Representative Kimball to the front of the chamber? Representatives, please approach the rostrum to receive the oath of office. You may be seated. Congratulations, gentlemen. Welcome to the House of Representatives officially, and luckily you got the short version of the oath. Representative Gingrey and Representative Throne, please escort His Honor, Chief Justice Voigt, back to his chambers, or at least back out the door. Thank you. It says back to his chambers. That's a long way back. The doctor of the day is Dr. Stephen Orcutt from Casper, and the nurse of the day is Alyssa Morrison from the Wyoming State Hospital. Welcome, if you're here. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the following persons, as named on the list previously distributed, be House employees for this session and that they be voted on collectively.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries. I appoint members to committees as follows. Representative Greg Blickery to Committee No. 1, Judiciary Committee. Representative Terry Kimball to Committee No. 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions Committee. And to Committee No. 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee. And Representative Bernadine Kraft to Committee No. 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development Committee. With these changes, the standing committees of the 2009 general session of the 60th, of the 2009 budget session of the 60th legislature will serve as the standing committees for the budget session of the 60th legislature. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify His Excellency the Governor that the 2010 budget session of the House of Representatives, 60th Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communication he may desire to submit. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify the Senate that the 2010 budget session of the House of Representatives, 60th Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a trumpet ensemble that is here from the University of Wyoming, and they are down in the Senate. So we may go ahead and proceed with some other items. We will be doing introduction of bills this afternoon, and to remind you, you get 2 minutes for the introduction of the bill, and then a 1 minute opposition, maybe one or two, whoever want to present the opposition, and then a 30-second rebuttal. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have any idea of the timing here?
Probably about 10 minutes.
Okay, well, I think we will proceed to opening remarks while we have some time, and I'll go ahead and deliver my opening remarks. Is this on? So we are not at ease. You thought we were, but we're not. I'm not sure I can start without Representative Anderson and Madden, because I know what I have to say will... they will want to hear. No, I'll go ahead and continue. They're doing the work of the legislature. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, members of the 60th, as our beloved former colleague Tom Walsh liked to say in his military manner, welcome to the budget session of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature. Again, please join me in special congratulations to Representative Blickery and Representative Kimball. It's nice to have you here. Thanks very much for participating. Please also join me in keeping in our prayers Representatives Frank Philp and Tim Hallinan. May they heal quickly and completely, and we miss their company. It is again my very great honor to serve as the Speaker of the People's House. We know what that means, don't we? I feel very fortunate to have been given this opportunity, and I look forward to working with all of you towards achieving a very successful budget session. I was speaking with Representative Cohey just a few minutes ago about our first year here in a photograph we had taken back there. He was telling me that I had gray hair. Well, I didn't have gray hair 12 years ago. I didn't have these bags under my eyes quite as bad. But, you know, it's been a wonderful 12 years in this body. Well, 11, coming on 12. And I feel so honored to have been a part of it. And a lot has happened over those years. And a lot has happened in America and in Wyoming over the last year since we were just here last January, February. And we've suffered large job losses, big revenue losses, large increases in Medicaid enrollees and expenditures. And those large extra revenues that we were so fortunate to have are essentially gone. Those that we were able to spread around to local governments to create the wonderful Hathaway Scholarship Fund for highways just aren't there as we would like them to be. Uncertainty is everywhere. And earning a living and supporting one's family has become increasingly difficult, and I recognize how difficult it is out there for folks. Our revenue this year, while it's still pretty good, based on historical terms, has fallen back to more historic levels. And we made the good steps last year to begin planning with the executive branch to make cuts. We went along with those cuts, and it's proven to be the right thing to do. Our Appropriations Committee has worked very hard on coming up with a good budget. And those revenue surpluses that we enjoyed simply aren't around, and we will pass a balanced budget as we are constitutionally required to do. We must be fiscally conservative. Our energy-dependent economy, with its boom and bust cycles that are dependent upon supply and demand, forces far outside our borders, and the fact that we lag going into and coming out of booms and busts calls for these long and short-term savings. Savings that help us balance our budget and keep personal taxes low and allow families and small businesses to invest in job creation. It is our job to help provide the climate for success that encourages small and large businesses and industries to thrive and protect existing jobs, create new jobs, and expand existing businesses for more jobs, and drive the economic engine of entrepreneurial spirit. The dollars that this legislature has appropriated in the last 8 years for infrastructure projects through business-ready communities, community facilities, and consensus revenue block grant programs, local government infrastructure, highways, and school construction have created and helped maintain thousands of jobs. When we look back, we can be proud of what we were able to do, and we were lucky that we had the revenues to do it. And I think we did a good job of spreading those dollars around and creating that infrastructure. We have distributed huge amounts of money for infrastructure and capital improvement projects. Now that the revenues for capital construction are down considerably, we must focus on how we can most effectively allow business and the private sector to function more efficiently and to be able to create jobs and economic growth. The Wyoming Small Business Investment Credit Bill of Representative Pedersen's is a great vehicle for small business financing that is so lacking today. Ideas that incentivize job creation must be a high priority. Great examples are the data center exemption to create jobs and increase electricity use in Wyoming, and the abandoned mine lands fund spending in the budget that creates jobs and new technologies. We must also focus on how we can best unburden business and industry and economic growth from unnecessary and burdensome regulation. Federal lands and minerals in Wyoming seem subject to continuous federal land and mineral land use planning. Whether it's the BLM resource management planning, forest planning revisions, the Yellowstone Park winter use EIS, these efforts mean restricted uses and rising threats to energy development that generates the revenues that is the lifeblood of this state, not to mention recreation and tourism uses of those lands. To combat these restrictions and threats, we must provide our counties, our cities, our conservation districts, our cooperating agency entities with adequate financial and technical assistance to develop and maintain expertise to allow them to monitor the massive planning efforts, understand them, effectively participate in them, and comment on them so that our economy and our way of life is not planned out of existence. We can help protect energy production that has been done in an environmentally responsible and technologically sound manner for generations and continues to improve every day. Revenues from energy production are obviously critical to our future. Potential endangered species listings and federal permitting delays are very grave threats to our revenues. We've been trying to proactively address the sage grouse issues. We must also address the BLM resource management planning that is occurring. Production depends on permits, and permits require reasonable processes that are not slowed to inaction by political pressures and litigation. As I talked about with the planning, we need to give our counties, our cities, our cooperating agencies the abilities to participate as well as they can in those processes. Let us make sure that the necessary resources are available where needed to fight for regulatory relief and certainty, so that the minerals and energy industries and related small businesses can feel secure about their investments and about creating new jobs here in Wyoming. Let us also focus on what we as a legislature can do to reduce the cost of health care and health insurance. I have a bill that I believe will provide an incentive for insurers to offer more high deductible health savings account insurance plans into this state. Well, let's look at allowing purchase of insurance from across state lines. Let's do what we can now on a state level to address health care cost issues. And let's make sure that the data we have that's presented to us on health care cost savings is credible, because that's what we need. We need good data to support our efforts at cost savings. We can do some of these things, and we need to. But we need to take the steps in the right direction. Our school funding model recalibration efforts must promote the transparency that we all have wanted to achieve and believe we achieved in the model. We have tried very hard to do that. We have created the data collection efforts. We have huge amounts of data. It's been presented to us now. We can see, they're cutting me off, that you can see how the money is being spent. Let's use that data as effectively as we can in the recalibration and achieve the greatest accountability we can in education in education funding, and still honor local control. We should continue the work of the Wind Energy Task Force that it was begun with the passage of a budget amendment I sponsored in this House 1 year ago. Wind energy development continues to be a critically important issue in this state. The Wyoming way is a good way. The Wyoming way is balanced budgets and fiscal conservatism, long and short-term savings, low personal tax burden, high individual freedoms, and shared belief that the government that governs least governs best. We must continually search for the balance between the provision of government services and too much government, the balance between energy development and environmental protection, the balance between the oft-times competing notions of industry growth, job creation, tax fairness, property rights, and what we want our state to look like in 20 years. We are up to the task. Let us spread the Wyoming way as far and wide as possible. Let us influence federal regulation within our state as greatly and as effectively as we can. We know what is best for Wyoming, and we believe what is best for Wyoming is best for this country. It is time to lead the Wyoming way boldly, creatively, and in a fiscally sound manner that achieves the balances that make this state so great. Thank you, and may God bless you and keep this 60th legislature and all endeavors and the people of this beloved state. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Let's go to the ensemble. We are privileged this afternoon to have with us the University of Wyoming Trumpet Ensemble under the direction of Dr. Scott Meredith. Dr. Meredith is a professor of trumpet at the university. The ensemble has been privileged to play for the Rocky Mountain Trumpet Fest in Fort Collins and will play for the Wyoming Music Educators Conference in Cheyenne this spring. In addition, they are performing at Cowboy Games as well. Although the ensemble is in its first year Four of the members have already been selected to compete in the prestigious National Trumpet Competition in Washington, D.C. I am pleased to present to you this outstanding trumpet ensemble. Dr. Meredith.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful. Appreciate you being here. Thank you. That was a fine introduction for our next speaker, the majority floor leader.
Well, that's an extremely tough act to follow, and Mr. Minority Floor Leader, you and I have our work cut out for us. Mr. Speaker, Madam Majority Whip, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, and fellow legislators of the 60th Wyoming State Legislators, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, and citizens of the great state of Wyoming, welcome to the 2010 budget session. I would like to echo the speaker's comments in saying hello to our great colleagues, Representative Frank Philp and Representative Tim Hallinan. I want them to know that hopefully if they're listening or even if they're not, that we pray for their accelerated recovery and look very, very forward to their return. And would also like to acknowledge and thank the servicemen and women that are here today and also that are around this great state of ours. I wanted to begin my comments this afternoon by basically saying thank you. Thank you to my colleagues out of both parties, honestly, for the prudence and discipline that you've shown really over the past 6 years. Since 2004, when our financial picture brightened in comparison to the previous years we experienced, we wisely invested in our state, we wisely invested in her citizens and her infrastructure. But of equal importance over that period of time, we were successful in saving significant amounts of money. And I think that in a time of more plentiful budgets, it would have been very easy to have saved little. And in fact, there were times when there were those who said that we saved too much. But save we did, and I think we are to be commended for that. And especially those who had the foresight and the vision to create savings accounts that we enjoy today. And if you look on your fiscal profile, you'll see almost $700 million in a savings account we created, known as the LSRA, that's above and beyond the $4 billion that we've always had a goal in saving in the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund. And that conservatism, combined with foresight and meaningful and fair budget reductions that were initiated over the last interim, you've heard those talked about today, leave us in a sound financial condition. We have the ability, because of that discipline and because of those reductions, to fund the priority government functions without raising taxes and without raiding our reserves. It also allows us the ability to continue to utilize tax incentives to maintain Wyoming's favorable business climate. It's been mentioned previously, but you're going to see legislation that offers creative tax incentives that will continue this body's goal of creating jobs and diversifying our economy and consequently diversifying our tax base. This past week, late in the week, I was watching a financial news program. And, you know, when you look at the economic situation of the nation as a whole, a lot of states out there are really hurting. And they had a profile on a blackboard of the states that were doing things right. And on the other side, they had a profile of the states that were doing things wrong. And I'm not going to mention the names of the states that were doing things wrong. You know who they are, and you know they're in trouble. But it was a very proud moment for me. I was by myself, but Wyoming was at the top of the list of the states that are doing things right, and it's because of you guys here and your financial discipline. But the fact of the matter is we have to remain vigilant. While we hope that our revenues will remain stable over the next 2 years, I think we're fairly sure and certain that fiscal years 2013 and 14 are going to be every bit as challenging for us as the upcoming biennium. We're going to face increased expenditures. We already know that. They're going to be beyond the next 2 years in the form of Medicaid increases, deferred major maintenance, and, of course, the economic effects of higher unemployment numbers. And although this is a budget session, I think that our thoughts cannot be confined solely to the consideration of whether or not our revenues can meet expenditures. We cannot consider those things in a vacuum. It's time, I think, contemporaneously with consideration of the budget to also focus on the interim, and it's not too early to start thinking about the general session of 2011. I think that too often in good financial times, although unintentionally, we want to believe that more money may fix a problem or that it will translate into a more favorable income, or maybe it's that good financial times and plentiful resources diminish our desire for innovation. Maybe we become spoiled, and I think sometimes we're all guilty of that. But our current condition makes either approach really foolish at worst, and at best makes it obsolete. And so what are some of those things that we can focus on over the interim and that lead us into the 2000 general session? There are many examples, and I just want to point out a few of those. We know, for example, in this state, we see it all the time, there are far too many families and children living in poverty, and although we continue to fund many programs to help those children, and we should do that, I think it would be refreshing to begin to look at the front end of those problems, because there are identifiable causes that you can look at when we start talking about childhood poverty. We know that one of the leading causes of childhood poverty is the divorce rate. In Wyoming, we have an embarrassingly high divorce rate, and there are things we can do to address that. So my question would be, what if we concentrated some of our efforts on strengthening families and reducing that and childhood poverty? Another example, which I cited last year, involves, once again, the concerning numbers of students who lose their Hathaway scholarships once they enter college, or the alarmingly high rate of approximately 40% that require remedial training when they get there. We've done really, honestly, little to address this problem. And again, another idea. Why don't we start steering some of our Hathaway recipients to the community colleges, maybe where we can get a better return on our result? Maybe they'd be closer to home, acclimate to college life, benefit from a greater faculty to student ratio, and give them a better chance to succeed, because the numbers that we are given right now tell us that part of the Hathaway scholarship and the parameters are not working the way we're implementing it now. And I think that's not the total answer, but I give that to you as something to think about, and maybe it's a start in reducing faceless statistics and the wasted opportunities we're seeing today. A year ago, we also talked about several examples illustrating the need for accountability and changes to improve the state's K-12 education system. The speakers mentioned it. The governors mentioned it. You see it all the time. We have to ensure that we're getting a good return on our investment. And while I think we made some strides last session with some of the legislation that was introduced, we at least opened the discussion and had some meaningful debate. But at the end of the day, we all know that we're not there, and we haven't done enough to address those issues. I've heard it's recalibration. We have an opportunity to address some of those issues in recalibration. That's a very true statement. But I would implore us to take a more global legislative approach during the interim, to take a comprehensive approach to some type of education reform, so that we make sure that we're getting a return on our investment. All of this is basically to say that arriving at the balanced budget is only the beginning of our work this session and in the year ahead. There's a lot of things we must do during the coming interim, legislation we can craft to address these issues and other important issues that you may have. And my hope is that if we look at the front end of some of these problems, we can become more efficient, we can reduce government spending, and we can get the best product and results for our citizens. I want to close by thanking you for your trust and your confidence and faith in, that you've placed in me as your majority floor leader. I look forward to working with all of you together in serving the great state of Wyoming. Thank you very much.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader, if you'd please come forward for your remarks. And please try to not pay any attention to the mad bees that are beyond the wall. Wasn't it last year when the governor spoke? Wasn't there some construction going on outside the wall also? It's very odd. So, Representative Goggles, Mr. Minority Leader, congratulations on your new post. It's wonderful to have you here in your new position, and please address the body.
Good afternoon. Mr. Speaker Simpson and Mr. Speaker Pro Tem Frank, if you're listening, Mr. Majority Floor Leader Ed Buchanan, Majority Whip, Madam Lorraine Korberg, where's Lorraine? Lorraine, there you are. And I didn't abandon you. Madam Minority Whip Mary Throne, and members of the 60th Wyoming Legislature. It is indeed an honor to address this body today as the Minority Floor Leader. First, let me say thank you to the members of the House Democratic Caucus for having the confidence in me to place me in this position as the Minority Floor Leader of the Wyoming House of Representatives. On a personal note, I would tell you, because of my background and my tribal affiliation, I'm one of the few persons in that status that holds this type of a position across the United States of America. I'm also grateful to the majority leadership for the working acknowledgments to myself as the Minority Floor Leader, and to the members of the House of Representatives for the words of encouragement. Thank you. And also to our LSO staff who have made the transition into the position of Minority Floor Leader easier than I expected it to be. I do not want to forget the constituents in the House District 33 that I represent. They elected me to represent them. They elected me to speak for them. And they elected me to be a model for our community, because there are many good people that reside there. And I also want to thank my wife of 35 years for her enduring understanding, and it's because it's close to Valentine's Day. On a personal note, this chamber is a very special place to me. When we're in session, this body represents a pinnacle of public service to the people of Wyoming. This chamber represents who we are, what we are about, where we come from, our roots, our family, our community, and our state. I am very honored to be associated with each one of you, regardless of our political parties, our political affiliations, or ideologies. As the late Tom Walsh of Casper would say, brothers and sisters of the 60th, his words still resonate in this body and institution. To the work at hand, this year's budget session brings the challenge of ensuring that we take the appropriate legislative actions to pass necessary legislation to constitutionally balance Wyoming's biennium budget. I'm not saying anything that you don't know or that you haven't heard from your constituents or you haven't discussed with family members around the kitchen table. In terms of the budget, we all know the heavy lifting has been done. The governor, after the 2009 general session, set into motion the reductions of state budgets and then developed the 2010 standard budget within the Craig projections. Beginning in July, the Joint Appropriations Committee began their hearings and recently completed markups leading up to the 2010 budget session. So what we have is a budget structure that embodies our best Craig estimates and the budget work of the Joint Appropriations Committee. The 2010 budget process, I am confident, will deliver a fiscally sound budget, a product of quantitative legislative deliberation that will provide Wyoming State government with stable allocations in uncertain economic times. I have spoken with other state representatives, like I know many of you have. Their stories about revenue shortfalls during the standard budget year are in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Their revenue shortfalls for future budget years is anything but eye-opening. I say in Wyoming we have been allotted with common sense and fiscal discipline. That combined with our state's political leadership understands the meaning of balanced budget. Five states, including ourselves, are in the position of balanced budgets. And the other 45 are experiencing declining tax revenues, budget shortfalls, and record budget deficits. We should count our blessings. As we work the budget session, I wish each of you good health while we are here performing the people's work. Mr. Speaker, thank you for this opportunity to address the 60th Wyoming Legislature. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader and Mr. Minority Floor Leader, for your remarks. We appreciate it very much. We look forward to working together this session in a spirit of cooperation for the benefit of Wyoming citizens. I think this is a great way to start the 2010 budget session. We are now at that order of business of reading, introduction, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 2. The reading clerk will read the bill. Oh, excuse me. It works as well as it did last year.
House Bill number 2, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to veterinarians modifying the veterinarian loan repayment program.
Chairman Semlich.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 12 and ask for your favorable consideration. Wyoming, for the last several years, has had a shortage in large animals.
I'm sorry, Chairman Semlich. Is it House Bill 2?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is House Bill 2.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Will you restart the clock?
Yes, we certainly will. Where is the clock?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That is House Bill 12. I move introduction of House Bill 2, excuse me, and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, members of the House, for the last several years, Wyoming has had a shortage of large animal practitioners. These are veterinarians who practice meat animals. In response to this, 2 years ago, the legislature passed the Veterinary Loan Repayment Program, which helps pay for some of the tuition for veterinarians who apply for the program and are successful and come back to Wyoming and practice large animal veterinary medicine. the program has been successful by the number of people who have applied. There's been 23 people who have applied, and 8 of these were funded over the last 2 years. The problem with this bill is that students that have graduated from foreign universities that are not currently accredited veterinary schools are exempt from this loan repayment program. These foreign students, they're required to continue their clinical work at domestic universities, then they must successfully pass a clinically competency exam, and then these students, as well as all other students, along with the domestic students, are required to pass the National Board of Exams and the State Board of Exams. So what this bill addresses is allowing these students who have successfully passed these tests from foreign university to be able to apply for the veterinary loan repayment program. We do that simply by changing the language on page 1 from a graduate veterinarian instead of from an accredited veterinary college. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Anyone against the bill? The reading clerk will call, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Quarberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill number 2 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 3.
House Bill 3, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to lien statements regarding county clerk's fees.
Chairman Illaway.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 3, County Clerk's Fees for Mailing Lien Statement, and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, a simple bill. The lien statement shall be accompanied by the filing fee as set forth in the statutes, plus $10 for each certified mailing to be sent by the county clerk. One of the problems is that postage fees continue to climb, and we've also had the county clerks want to make sure that when they send out that certified letter that it is received. So what this has done is just to add $10 on the for the filing fee so that the certified mailing is sent from their office. It just alleviates some problems as postage fees continue to rise.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo. Berger, Blake,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen excused, Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp, excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill number 3 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 7.
House Bill 7, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to elections, election code revisions.
Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 7, election code revisions. This is another one of the interim study that corporations did this year. This bill was drafted at the request of your county clerks and the County Clerks Association. The bill makes various amendments to the election code to reflect current practices and allows for auditing of election tabulating equipment.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds. Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illoway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp, excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill 7 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 10.
House Bill 10, introduced by the Corporation Committee, an act relating to electrical safety regarding electrical safety low voltage licensing.
First reading of the bill. That's all right. Will the chief, Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction. House Bill 10, Electrical Safety, Low Voltage Licensing, another one of the study of that corporations did this summer. This bill repeals a waiver of licensure requirements for cable TV installers, adds a waiver of licensure for certain lawn sprinkler installers, and gives the Electrical Board authority to set experience requirements for licensure.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Brechtel,
no. Brown?
Aye.
Buchanan?
Aye.
Bird?
Conflict.
Bird?
Conflict?
Kennedy?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Childers?
Aye.
Cohey?
Aye.
Connolly?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Davison?
Aye.
Dirks?
Aye.
Edmonds?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Gingery?
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen. Peterson.
Aye.
Filth excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 4 noes, 3 excused, 1 conflict.
House Bill 10 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill 25, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public assistance and social services regarding Child Care Development Fund.
Chairman Landon.
I move introduction of House Bill 25 and ask for your favorable consideration. One of the roles of standing committees is oversight of state agencies. During hearings this interim, we were particularly interested in the ARRA funding and how different agencies were spending that. We heard about the subsidy for child care for low-income families of working parents and parents who are going to school, and we were concerned about the formula and the way that that had been set up. And so consequently, this bill is derived from that, and it results from the examination of that issue, and we believe it's a proposal that will establish a more rational strategy to help families be able to provide for child care and for help to help those families grow towards independence. The bill itself is too complicated to explain, but at the when we bring it out of committee, you'll get a full explanation of how the formulas work and everything.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Bagby,
aye.
Barbudo,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Esquibel? Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen excused, Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
no.
Moniz, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Filth excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 2 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 25 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48, introduced by the Education Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school finance audits.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 48, House School Finance Audits Amendment. What this bill does is it requires that it repeals the requirement that each school district's vocational education program be audited every 3 years and brings it into the regular 5-year cycle that all of the other programs are audited at.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen excused, Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden, Madden, McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill 48 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55.
House Bill 55, introduced by the Education Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public schools regarding elementary foreign language instruction.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction, House Bill 55, Elementary Foreign Language Instruction. What this bill does is it repeals the statute requiring instruction for foreign language for kindergarten through the second grade. It can still be taught if the school districts want to do it, but this removes the requirement that it be taught. And it's been very difficult sometimes to find a teacher qualified to certified to teach in those lower grades.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey. Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen excused, Kimball,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart, Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace, Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Barbudo, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 47 ayes, 10 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 55 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 8.
House Bill 8, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to peace officers regarding court security officer.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 8, Peace Officers, Court Security Officer, and ask for your favorable consideration. During interim, the Supreme Court brought this bill to our attention, to the Judiciary Committee attention. Essentially, they have a court security officer over there that guards the Supreme Court building. They are presently sworn in by the Wyoming Highway Patrol. The difficulty is that's the executive branch. The judicial branch would like the opportunity to have their own security officer.
Is there anyone, Representative Stubson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I would just urge a vote against introduction. One, on its face, this appears to be a pretty simple, straightforward bill, but really what we're doing is sort of monumental in nature. We are giving another branch of government the authority to raise their own police force, and we are doing so without providing any limitations whatsoever on what that police force can be used for, where their authority can be exercised, and what they can do. Historically, it has been the executive branch that has provided those sorts of security measures, and if that needs to be tweaked, we can do that. But this does much more than that. This really allows a court system, the judiciary, to raise their own police force to use for their own ends. And I would just urge caution on this and say there's probably a better way to do it.
Chairman Gingrey, rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And after we did pass this out of committee, certainly a lot of those type of questions did come up further, and there are some amendments that potentially are going to limit this just to the Supreme Court building. I understand the concerns, and the concerns have mostly come from the Natrona County area, that they have judges that potentially would have their own police forces. We certainly were not wanting to do that, but we were trying to get at was the Supreme Court building itself, and we certainly can do some amendments to narrow this down.
The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingrey. Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller. Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 35 ayes, 22 noes, 3 excused.
Having failed to receive 2/3 of the vote of the elected representatives of the House, House Bill 8 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 12.
House Bill 12, introduced by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating...
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to juvenile detention facilities admission criteria.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 12, juvenile detention facilities admission criteria, and ask for your favorable consideration. Our committee this interim dealt with the issue of juvenile justice. We came up with two bills. One is starting in the Senate, one over here. This one deals with admissions criteria. What this is pre-adjudication. This is a kid being picked up at 2 in the morning, the officer has to determine what to do with that kid. The first priority always is release to the parent. Then do you place into what's called a hardware secure facility? Hardware secure is not in every community, so a lot of times what that means is driving the kid to a location in another city. A hardware secure is where you have a lockdown type situation. Staff secure is more of a, the staff watches it, what many of us know is sort of a crisis shelter type situation. Admissions criteria would be set by the county sheriff, and we spent a lot of time discussing this with the Sheriffs and Chiefs Association to make sure that they would be okay with how we're coming up with this, and essentially it sets up an assessment tool for that officer to look at that kid and decide what is the best thing to do with that kid at 2 in the morning.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy. Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi. Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart. Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 5 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 12 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 27.
House Bill 27, introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to special license plates regarding armed force license plate fees and distribution.
Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 27 for introduction, and I ask your favorable consideration. Current Wyoming statute requires a $50 fee for a veteran to procure a special license plate relative to his or her branch of service. And all fees currently go to the state agency responsible for issuance of these plates. What House Bill 27 does is to move closer to the original intent of the bills a year or two ago, to move the dollars and the verification process to the Wyoming Veterans Affairs Commission, where many people believe that it belongs. It requires an annual renewal application through the Veterans Commission, who will utilize the funding to further enhance veterans issues in our state.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown. Buchanan. Brown. Buchanan. Byrd. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Edmonds. Esquivel. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen excused, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill 27 is referred to committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for a consideration is House Bill number 30.
House Bill 30, introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Department of Transportation Department Authority.
Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 30 for introduction, and I ask your favorable consideration. Wyoming's true arteries are her roadways. It carries a vast majority of our workforce to and from its daily function, and it carries our friends, families, and visitors to Wyoming's abundant natural and scenic resources. Our state agency utilizes eminent domain sparingly and wisely. Without it, we know that many of our roadways could not be built or even be non-existent. However, building a highway in a state with four full seasons of weather, we know that blowing and drifting snow will ultimately provide problems on our roadways. Any of you that have spent any amount of time on our roadways in the winter have probably been surprised with a slick or icy spot or two. As sparingly as eminent domain is used to procure rights of way, it currently cannot be used to lease or purchase rights of way for snow fence purposes. This bill does that, and that's all it does. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Shepperson in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank the good chairman for the explanation. Him and I have had a few talks over this. That's not all this bill does. This bill, if you look at the wording, it doesn't say snow fences. It says any structures. And let me quickly tell you that we've all talked about the growth of government. Ta-da! Here it is. We're doing exactly what we said we're not going to do. This gets to the heart of what we at Wyoming pride ourselves on, and that's private property rights. And they're doing it in the name of public safety, but that's not what this bill accomplishes. I would urge your no vote. Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Chairman Cohey, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'd be one of the first to agree with what was just said, but you know, what it doesn't do is give free license to a state agency to blatantly go out and remove tens of thousands of acres from ag production. I really don't believe it does that. We as a legislature put full faith and credit and remarkable resources in the resource we have as a state agency to do a responsible thing. I think we should do that.
The chief clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
No.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley. Pedersen. Pedersen?
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Steward.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Blake. Aye to no. Landon. No to aye. Esquivel. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 19 ayes, 38 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 30, having failed to receive two-thirds of the vote of those members elected to the House, is indefinitely postponed. Next bill for consideration is House Bill 42.
House Bill 42, introduced by the Mineral Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to collection agencies.
Representative Vice Chairman Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move for the introduction of House Bill 2 and ask the body for its favorable consideration. Before you is the single bill coming, committee bill coming out of the Minerals Committee to you this session. What it does essentially is do away with the debt collection or the credit agency board and fold it into the Department of Banking so that they would now administer debt collection regulation and practices within the state. It comes about really because of a few main problems. One is the debt collection board is a citizen board, and they only meet periodically. They meet once a month, and that's led to some delay in both licensing issues and dealing with complaints and regulatory issues. This would allow for a more timely response on that. The other one is the debt collection board is made of debt collectors. And so when you come with a complaint against another debt collector, they are looking at their competitors' books and their competitors' practices, and there has been some difficulty and some heartburn about that. So this would bring it into the banking commission or banking division, allow them to administer the statute. They would do so without requiring any additional staff. One side note, you've probably gotten some emails from resident debt collectors. We dealt extensively with this issue in committee, and it is one element, but only a single element of the bill that does away with resident debt, resident collectors. And essentially we found that they don't serve a role in protecting consumers. In fact, they are the representatives of the collection companies. The bill does not do away with the ability to have resident collection. It does away with the mandate that you have resident collectors. And we found really that there was a lot of money being paid these folks and the people of Wyoming weren't getting a lot out of it. And so this bill does away with that requirement, but it certainly makes sure that debt collectors act responsibly in the state. So if you have a problem with that, I would still urge you to vote for introduction. We can wrestle that out later, but the much bigger part of the bill is wrapping this into the banking division and making it more
time.
Efficient.
Would anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Hearing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbudo.
Aye.
Ferger. Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen. Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gilmore. No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 29 ayes, 28 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 42, having failed to receive two-thirds of the vote of the members elected to the House, has failed and is indefinitely postponed. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 29.
House Bill 29, introduced by the Revenue Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to excise tax regarding taxation of specified digital products.
Chairman Anderson. Turn your microphone on, please, Chairman Anderson. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, I move for introduction, House Bill 29, and urge an aye vote. This bill, if it passes as it is, would be revenue neutral. It's things that we are taxing now. However, the way the statutes read, they will not be taxed if we do not pass this bill. And so there will be a loss of revenue. What it does is cover those books you buy over the Internet more than anything else. Those things that become in permanent possession will be sales taxable if we pass the bill. If not, that'll go away and there'll be some remote sales revenues lost.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Hearing none, will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Bagby. Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen excused, Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen, Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Harvey, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 46 ayes, 11 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill number 29 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 9.
House Bill 9, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish regarding illegal stocking of fish.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 9, Illegal Stocking of Fish, and urge your favorable consideration. This bill was brought at the request of a constituent, and there's a number of people jumped on it that are in support of it. And basically what this bill does is it does change existing language under fish stocking in waters without consent of the without consent is prohibited. It's in the existing language, except it changes from public waters to all waters. And then over on page two, basically it sets it as a high misdemeanor, and you have a potential of losing your right to hunt and fish for up to a lifetime revocation. This is a serious problem in this state. We already have one reservoir near Cody that has walleye been introduced into it. And needless to say, it's ruining a very good trout reservoir. And we're having problems in other reservoirs in the state. So I urge your introduction of the bill.
Representative Teeters, are you in opposition?
Yes, Mr.
Please proceed.
Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to House Bill 9. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a private property takings. It may not appear so on the surface, but if passed, you will not be able to introduce fish into your own private stock pond without permission of the state. Currently, in statute, it is illegal for you to introduce fish into a public reservoir, public waters. It is currently punishable, I was just informed by staff, by $1,000 or 6 months in prison. So I'm not real sure what we're trying to accomplish. I would urge you to vote no. I view this as the heavy hand of government.
Anyone else in opposition? Chairman Childers, rebuttal.
Well, Mr. Speaker, the statute 23-4-102, operation of privately owned fish hatcheries, artificial lakes and ponds, the state already controls that now. You're supposed to have a permit for the pond, but we have a serious problem in the state, and we need to do something about it. I urge you to vote aye.
Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Lickry.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks. Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen excused, Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim, McKim,
aye.
McComey, Miller,
no.
Millen,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp, excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
Zwanitz
or Dan? Zwanitz or Dave?
Aye.
Mr. Speaker?
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Bird? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 ayes, 20 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 9, having failed to receive two-thirds of the votes of those elected to the House, has failed and is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 13.
House Bill 13, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to alcohol regarding underage drinking.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 13 and ask for favorable consideration. Many of you probably have seen this bill throughout the years. It's become a few times as a personal bill. This year, the Judiciary Committee took a long look at it. The governor also had a commission that worked on underage drinking issues. And then we went through and worked on this bill. Primarily what we're trying to fix in this is different jurisdictions are interpreting the current statute differently because the current statute is just extremely difficult to read. If you pull out the current statute, it's just essentially one long run-on sentence. And so we're trying to space things out and make it a little bit easier to read. Also, we're trying to solve what's called the Tanner rule issue. There's a trilogy of cases, Tanner, Bush, May, that all deal with the word or. And what one of the problems is in the current statute, it says alcoholic liquor or malt beverage. And the courts are requiring you to, with consumption, to designate which it was, which becomes extremely difficult because you don't know what they actually consumed. Was it beer or was it an alcoholic liquor of another sort? You'll notice in there is the exception in there for drinking with your parents. Right now, that's not in the statute, and there was certainly a strong push to put that in the statute. And so that was the... That was the bill the committee came up with.
Anyone else in support? Representative Zwanitzer in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have spoken against this bill for about 5 years now. A little tougher as a committee bill, but I still don't think this bill is the way our state should go. As I said before, the 18 to 21-year-old classification in our state is a somewhat separate category. Most of them aren't at home. They live on their own. They can vote. They can sign into legal contracts. They can be on a jury. They can join the military. And I'll be the first one to tell you that drunk driving has gone down, and it's been a great thing since 1984 in the state. But inversely, binge drinking has gone up, and it's killing kids all across the country. They're not going out. What the good chairman didn't talk about, we're repealing Section 2, which is public roadways, public places. In my mind, I think that drives kids further back into the binge drinking scenario and houses and private parties where they never they drink themselves to death, basically. And there's usually a case probably once a month around the country where an under 21-year-old has done that. And I think under 21-year-olds, they're going to drink. I'm not sure any of us in here really think that we're going to stop them. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman Gingrey, rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just simply this, that the statute's a little messed up how it's worded right now. We either fix the statute or we just need to take it off the books. If it's going to be legal for kids to drink, let's just say it's legal for kids to drink, because the prosecutors, the judges, the law enforcement's to the point, they have no way of enforcing this. And in many communities, they've just stopped because they say the legislature will not give us a bill or a statute that we can actually enforce.
Time. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 49 ayes, 8 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 13 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 17.
House Bill 17, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to environmental quality regarding carbon sequestration, financial assurances, and regulation.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 17 and ask for your favorable consideration and yield my time to Representative Throne, who is the expert in this area.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Chairman. This bill is a continuation of the work we began in the 2008 budget session with the passage of a permitting scheme in the Wyoming Environmental Quality Act for carbon sequestration. As those of you who are here will recall, we left a placeholder for the study of financial assurance options for long-term permanent carbon sequestration. We left a spot in the statute for the creation of a carbon sequestration working group, a very able-bodied group of appropriate agency officials, including representatives of the DEQ, the state geologists, the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, along with experts in the field from oil and gas, power generation, coal, and other groups met for a number of months, received input from experts all over the country to develop this bill. It essentially establishes an injection fee to fund long-term or fund some the costs of the program. It establishes insurance requirements and bonding requirements that will last through a post-closure period until evidence is provided of stabilization of the plume. It's a comprehensive report. I would encourage all of you to look at it. This has been the work, again, of a number of months by an expert group, and this will allow the DEQ to proceed with final rulemaking for the permitting program that we began in 2008. Thank you. I would urge your aye vote.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill 17 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The last bill for our consideration is House Bill 4.
House Bill 4, introduced by the Mental Health Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal procedure regarding time limits for competency evaluations.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 4 and ask for your favorable consideration. Just to remind you, last year we did two of them last year. We ended up not doing this one last year just because the committee decided not to bring it forth because it was already a lot of heavy lifting last year to get the first two through. This one's actually a lot easier than the first two. And just to remind you where all this came from, if you remember the case dealing with Elizabeth Smart in Salt Lake City, Utah, where what has happened is the two individuals that abducted her have been sitting in a mental hospital ever since the abduction due to the problem of when a person is determined to be mentally incompetent. That at least in that state, there was the difficulty of what is the proper procedure to move forward. Wyoming was sort of in the same spot Utah was, so we didn't want to ever get into that spot with the actual case. So we worked all last year and this year to create these different bills that creates a system that works, makes it work a lot easier and a lot better for those that are non-adjudicated defendants that have competency issues. What this bill is dealing with is it spells out better what the evaluations need to say from the state hospital back to the judge. And number two, it deals with exactly what the procedure is going to be. So the evaluation comes back, the judge makes a decision, then the person goes back to the state hospital, another evaluation comes back. And so there's some time periods going back and forth. And so that's what the bill essentially does.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen excused. Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Filth excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill 4 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session has now been called to order by President John Hines and is ready to receive any communications you wish to submit. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 2, Mr. Speaker. Senator James Elliott, Jr. was appointed to serve the remaining unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator Bill Vasey, Senate District 11. Senator Sondra Meyer has been appointed to fill the remaining unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator Ken DeCaria, Senate District 15. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 3, Mr. Speaker. President of the Senate has changed the following standing committees of the 60th Wyoming Legislature. The list follows. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 4, Mr. Speaker. New Senate employees of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session are as follows. The list is included. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you two of the pages that are here for this session. My nephew, Alex Simpson, who is the youngest child of my cousin, Millard Simpson. He is a senior here in Cheyenne at Cheyenne East High School. And Hallie Bell from Cody, who is a senior at Cody High School. And it's a really great pleasure to have you here, and I wanted you all to be introduced to them. They'll do a great job for us, and thank you for being here.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Illoway.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For you fellow representatives, I would like to make one note of caution to you. If you have not seen the signs at the outskirts of the city of Cheyenne that say, talking on your cell phone is prohibited. While inside the city, please note, it's very expensive if you're caught. The signs are prominent on the roads coming in, but I would hate to see anybody get caught. So that's one caution. The other is, Mr. Speaker, you did receive on your desk about the Wyoming's Campaign Finance Information System, YCFIS. I have gone through their program and spent considerable time in talking about it downstairs with the elections office. You are required this year to put all of your expenses, expenditures, revenue, and so forth online. I would urge you to take a look at the brochure. I would urge you to take a look at the schedule. It's a 10-minute video that pretty well explains it. You can sit and set up your own system. It's easy. If I can do it, y'all can do it. So take a few minutes, go downstairs. It's in the basement on the west end where the elections are. Make an appointment or go down and see Peggy Neiswanger or any of those folks in the elections office. But please do it before you go home, because it started the 1st of January with your expenditures or your revenue. And, Mr. Speaker.
Committee announcements.
Thank you.
No way.
Your Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, February 9th, upon noon recess in House 18. We're going to discuss the following bills which were introduced today. House Bill 3, County Clerk's Fees for Mailing Lien Statement, House Bill 7, Election Code Revisions, and House Bill 10, Electrical Safety Low Voltage Licensing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet in room 8, H18, 5 minutes after adjournment this afternoon to consider House Bill 25, Child Care Development Fund.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet in room H8, 5 minutes upon adjournment to hear House Bill 17, Carbon Sequestration, Financial Assurances and Regulation. And also your committee number 1, Judiciary, shall meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to hear House Bill 12, Juvenile Detention Facilities Admissions Criteria, House Bill 13, Underage Drinking, and House Bill 4, Criminal Procedure, Time Limits for Competency Evaluations.
Jump right in. Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will be receiving a briefing tomorrow morning from the state forestry and from the federal agency. In addition to Forest Health, we've also asked them to talk about the grazing permit management on federal lands. We've had some concerns about that. The meeting will be in room 302 beginning at 7:30. Everyone who's interested in those topics are invited to attend. Thank you.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet tonight upon adjournment. Let's make it 5 minutes after adjournment in room H10, where we will take up House Bill 48, School Finance Audits Amendments, and House Bill 55, Elementary Foreign Language Instruction.
Any further announcements? Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Speaker Simpson. On committee number 1, just for your information, we will hope to have a bill to present, to hand out sometime next week. JAC plans to meet probably on Monday to go over the budget and all of the Section 300s. I know that this is a budget session and you're anticipating the long-awaited budget bill. So if you have any questions during this week, do not hesitate to ask me or my committee about the bill as we're drafting it. Second thing is, I wanted you to know that Representative Philp and I visited at lunchtime, and he is listening to us. He was rather excited about this morning and was planning to listen this afternoon to our activities. So hello, Frank, from all of us here on the floor.
I'm sure he's listening to committee announcements.
Yeah, he's going to try to be here, Mr. Speaker, by Monday morning.
That's great. Any other announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House adjourn until tomorrow, Tuesday, February 9, 2010, at 10 a.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The House is adjourned until Tuesday morning, February 9, 10 a.m.